Highway.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, this Monday, October the 18th, 2021, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, a visit by a United Nations envoy to Zimbabwe, and the death of former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of Health reports that one person succumbed to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 36 tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. And to date, since March last year, COVID-19 has killed 4,658 people in the country.
More than 3.2 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 2.5 million their second dose in Zimbabwe.
Almost 126,000 people have recovered from COVID-19 out of 132,368 who contracted the disease since March last year when the pandemic started.
In other news, a United Nations Special Envoy, Alena Dohan, who is currently visiting Zimbabwe to assess the impact of targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials, held a first meeting in Harare today with President Emmerson Mnangagwa amid an appeal by the government for the scrapping of the restrictive measures.
Doha, a UN special rapporteur on negative impact of unilateral cohesive measures on human rights and professor of international law, is also expected to hold a series of meetings with leaders of the opposition, parties, churches, non-governmental organizations, and other stakeholders in the country.
In a tweet today, President Emmerson Mnangagwa said, quote, "It was a pleasure to welcome Alena Dohan, special rapporteur for human rights, to Zimbabwe. A 10-day trip aims to assess the impact of punitive economic sanctions on ordinary Zimbabweans. These sanctions are illegal and hurt the most vulnerable in our society," end quote.
And in very sad news here in the United States, General Colin Powell, the first Black U.S. Secretary of State and a former chairman of the military's Joint Chiefs of Staff, died Monday from complications of COVID-19. He was 84.
According to the Associated Press, his family announced his death on a Facebook posting saying, quote, "We have lost a remarkable and loving husband, father, grandfather, and a great American," end quote.
The family said that Powell was fully vaccinated against the virus and thanked the medical staff at the Walter Reed National Medical Center outside of Washington for their caring treatment during his final days.
Powell was the country's top diplomat from 2001 to 2005 during the first term of Republican President George W. Bush.
Earlier, Powell was a four-star Army general and a 35-year veteran, was the Pentagon's military leader, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from 1989 to 1983 under Bush's father, President George H.W. Bush Sr.
Ngibambe mahlaba zulu linjani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhla ke sixoxa ngokunye ke okujeneyo kona pa ku live talk oqala siyakhangela ke COVID-19 bese kuya ke ukubhubha kwa Colin Powell ngu-retired general sibili umuntu owaziwa kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe lemhlabeni wonke jikelele uzobuya ke esizakhuluma futhi nje ngakho lukuhambo lolu luka special United Nations special envoy Zimbabwe sizeza ukuthi ke yena ke uletheni ukuthi lokho esikubonayo so sibona ngazani kulomuntu osengene kulapha kuhlelo sathi ukuthi simvalise kancane size ukuthi ungahamba njani so ke kholoko engutsho ukuthi sizakhuluma ngokunenga okujiyeneyo siyabona ukuthi ke nxa sikhuluma nge-COVID-19 kulo muntu oyedwa obulwe i-COVID izolo kodwa bayi-36 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo lokhu ke kwethulwa lohlangothi lezempilakahle kwele Zimbabwe. siyabona ukuthi ke iCovid-19 isibulele abantu bayi 4658 kweZimbabwe sukela ngombimbitho onyaka enye. Soko labantu ke abayedlula 3.2 million asebehlatshwe kwakuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane weCovid-19, kuthi abayi 2.5 million abantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. So siyabona njalo ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ngokunye okwenzakala eZimbabwe njengoba ngijile ekuqaleni, kulesethekeli esivela ku-United Nations ukuthiwa ngu-Elena Dohan ukwele Zimbabwe khona ukuthi akhangele ukuthi izijezo zenoto zenza njani emnothweni welizwe. Njalo uwenze umhlangano lamhlanje lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa othi ke azesulwe izijezo lezi. Sibone njalo okunye sikhangela khona kokubhubha kwa-General Colin Powell oba ngokuqala umuntu onsundu ukuthi abambe uhlangothi olwemelika lukahulumende olubona ngokudlelana labanye amazwe. Imuli yakhe ithi ukubhubhe lamhla Walter Reed Medical Center kungani ke uthethe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ngokutsho kwemuli. Colin Powell kade sele iminyaka eyi-84. Konke lokho ke kubikwa yi-Associated Press. So ke siyabona ukuthi wasebenza kakhulu ephansi kukahulumende ka-George W. Bush njalo loyise umongameli George H. W. Bush. So singathi wasebenza kakhulu nxa sikhangele. Mavelas kunjalo ke imbali ka-Powell lokunye esikwenzakele namhlanje.
Pana pachirongwa chedu nemusi wemuvhuro October 18, 2021. Uko tiri kutesenyera tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCovid-19. Nasi pachirongwa chedu tichange tiine nyaya dzakasiyana siyana. Hatikanganwe kuramba tichitaura nezve denda reCovid-19, uyezve tichange tiri kukupai mamiriro akaita zvinhu sekutaurwa kuri kuitwa iko nebazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti kubva nezuro 17 October nyika yeZimbabwe parizvino ine vanhu kubva muna March gore rapfuura vanosvika ivo 132,368 vakabatwa nedenda iri reCovid-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Kwozouyawo vanhu 126,308 vawanikwa ivo vachikwanisa kurwisa denda irori. Tozotarisa vashaya kubva kudenda iri vasvika ivo pa4,658 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March. Uyezve pari zvino Zimbabwe inoti yakabaya vanhu vanosvika 3.2 million yatingati COVID-19 vaccine kana kuti nhomba yeCovid-19. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa izvozvi uyezve tine nyanzvi dziri pano dzatichange tiri kukurukura nadzo. Tichitarisa isu kuti muzuva ranhasi imo muno muAmerica tatambira nhau dzekuti General Colin Powell vaiva ivo nhengo yehurumende yava George W. Bush munguva yapfuura vari Secretary of State kana kuti vanoona nezvekudyidzana kwedzimwe nyika vatisiya nhasi vaine makore 84. Uyezve mhuri yavo yataura kuti vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kumacomplications avataura kuti ndeyeCovid-19. Kunyange zvazvo vaColin Powell vakawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba dzavo dzese. Saka tichange tiri kukurukura izvozvo zvekushaya kwavaColin Powell. Uyezve tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika yeZimbabwe uko kuine nhumwa iri kubva iyo kuUnited Nations, nhumwa iri kuuya kuzotarisa pamusoro penyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe. Saka taona nhasi isu padandemutande reTwitter President Emmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti vari kufara nekusvika uyezve nenhaurwa dzavaita naAlana Duhan anova ivo nhumwa munyarikani ari kubva kuUnited Nations kuti ivo vari kufara nehurukuro yavaita muzuva ranhasi pamusoro pemaipiro akaita zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika vachiti ivo zvirango izvi zvinokanganisa upfumi hwenyika nemunhuwo zvake munhu munyika imomo. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo uyezve tichinzwa kubva kune nyanzvi dzakasiyana siyana pamusoro pemaonero avo zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yeCovid-19. Tozotarisa zvakare panyaya yekushanya kwemunyarikani uyu weUnited Nations. Tozotarisa panyaya yekushaya kwavaColin Powell tichiona kuti vaPowell mumwe weavo apo vakange vari pabasa vakashora hurumende yeZimbabwe mushure mekunge vataura ivo vachitaura nevatori venhau yemuno vakatoita kunyora vachiti utongi huri muZimbabwe hausi wejechetere panguva yava Mugabe uyezve vachishora ivo kudzvinyirirwa kwanga kuri kuitwa vana veZimbabwe. Saka tichange tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa kuti izvi zvinorevei mushure mekuchaya kwavo, vari kubatwa sei nevanhu veimo muno muAmerica uyezve nepasi rose.
Yes, marvelous. We still remember that Colin Powell actually wrote an op-ed, in the New York Times.
Yeah.
And he was actually saying there's need for the government to be tamed in Zimbabwe. And he was calling for, some constitutional changes so that there could be a new leader who could take over. So in one of the lines he wrote, I quote, "With the president gone, with the transitional government in place, and with a date fixed for new elections, Zimbabweans of all descriptions would, I believe, come together to begin the process of rebuilding the country or their country," end quote. So he is a man that is even known in Zimbabwe and beyond. So let's start with Mr. Dan Moyo, who is, in the MTC formation. You can tell us a bit about Colin Powell, because he was here when Colin Powell was the Secretary of State and all those things. Welcome to the program, Mr. Moyo.
Thank you, Mr. Dube, and thank you, Marvelous. My recollection of Colin Powell is that he had this larger than life presence in the political environment here in the US. As you stated, Gibbs, he served under George H. Bush, who was the father of George W. Bush. And then George W. Bush is the one who actually appointed him to be the Secretary of State, which was, and he became the first black person to hold that position. It had never been held by a black person before. And the other interesting thing about Colin Powell that I recall is that in 2008, he actually endorsed Barack Obama, even though he was a Republican, over the Republican candidate for that election. I believe that was John McCain. So that was very interesting. So Colin Powell is one of those people you can look at and consider to be a moderate Republican who doesn't subscribe to extreme Republican policies that we see espoused by Donald Trump and his followers. He is more of a middle line Republican. But and I think the other thing that Colin Powell is known for is his service in the military in the USA. He served USA very well, and he's a very renowned person, public speaker, well sought out by a lot of organizations to speak about policy, and he was the advisor to the president. So he had a real big, prominent role in the U.S. politics.
Now, you still remember how the ZANU-PF government reacted to Colin's op-ed in the New York Times. Do you still remember that?
Yes, I did, regarding the sanctions.
Yes, say something about it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Colin Powell is, to me, is one of those people who used to call a spade a spade. He didn't beat about the bush. He was very direct in his op-ed, where he stated that the situation in Zimbabwe was very much untenable, and that the sanctions were there as a tool to try and bring in the country of Zimbabwe to respect human rights and to promote free and fair elections, which is something that up to today we are still struggling with in Zimbabwe.
Yes, let me just take a quote from what he wrote in the New York Times. He said, I quote, "Millions of people are desperately hungry because the country's once thriving agricultural sector collapsed last year after President Robert Mugabe confiscated commercial farms, supposedly for the benefit of poor blacks, but his cynical land reform program has chiefly benefited idle party hacks and stalwarts, not landless peasants. As a result, much of Zimbabwe's most productive land is now occupied by loyalists of the ruling ZANU-PF party, military officers, or their wives or friends. Did he hit it there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He hit the nail right on the head there, because that's what we've seen happen. We've seen the land reform program, which was really chaotic, ended up with individuals aligned to ZANU-PF and to Robert Mugabe, ending up with multiple farms, while a lot of Zimbabweans still don't have land, still don't have access to those farms. Some of those farms are now lying derelict. They are not being used. They've become what we term white elephants, because most of their owners, or so-called people who were given those farms, some of them live in the city. They are not even farmers by nature, or they that's not really their line of work. To them, it's just grabbing land to derive power from it. They've become cell phone farmers, and productivity has suffered. Agriculture was the backbone of the Zimbabwe's economy, but it has suffered tremendously. Yet this whole program was supposed to benefit the black people of Zimbabwe, but instead it has not worked. It has benefited a few elite individuals.
Thank you very much. Marvelous, you can join the discussion right now. Mm-hmm.
Maybe, Gibbs, if you can add Dr. Cindy Soranga, because I wanted him to come in and comment on the cause of death, because we understand that the family actually said that he died, Mr. Powell, General Powell, died from complications of COVID-19. So I wanted to hear that.
He has joined right now, so he was cut off. So, Dr. Ranga, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. Go ahead, Novelist.
Can you just give us your take on this revelation by the family that General Powell had both his vaccinations, but he actually succumbed to COVID-19 complication? What does that mean, especially for those that are still waiting to get the vaccination?
Well, Marvelous, it's very sad that, we lost General Powell. We know the contributions that he has made to society. As it relates to the COVID-19, it's really, it's not unexpected that people who have been vaccinated could succumb or die. But those are the minority. There are a very small number of people who are fully vaccinated and still go on to get the virus. And a very few of them will eventually succumb like he did. Unfortunately, a lot of times these people who eventually die, they are immunocompromised. So their immune system is not strong enough. And that is why the encouragement or the recommendation was such that, people who are immunocompromised should get a booster. So that booster is being given right now for people who got the Pfizer vaccine, because when they got the vaccination, their immune system didn't mount enough response or what the antibodies to fight the virus whenever they come across it. So as it is, we still have so much COVID-19 in the communities across the world. So that means that everybody, the vaccinated and unvaccinated, get exposed to the virus. But if someone is vaccinated, chances of them succumbing or dying from COVID-19 are much, much lower than somebody who is not vaccinated. So it's unfortunate that General Powell is one of those who has succumbed. From what I understand, just reading from what's out there in public source, he had multiple myeloma, which is a disease that causes the immune system to be compromised. So that could have contributed to him dying from the virus.
Atombo pinda murimirwa mai kuti tinoona kuti General Colin Powell vanga vari vaishanda imomuno muAmerica vakashanda pasi pava George Bush uyezve takaona zvakare vachitaurawo pamusoro pemamiriro anga akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe munguva yapfuura pasi pava Robert Mugabe muna 2003. apo vakanyora zvinyorwa kuNew York Times vachitaura ivo kusafara kwavo kwemabatirwo nekudzvinyirwa kwanga kuri kuitwa vanhu vomuZimbabwe. Imi munoona sei mabasa akabatwa naGeneral Powell?
Pakuona kwangu General Powell is a statesman, somebody who cared that for human beings anywhere in the world, including in Zimbabwe, kuti vange vane upenyu huri nane. Saka pavakanyora that op-ed muna 2003, it was a response to what was going on ku Zimbabwe in terms of my human rights issues and also economic collapse, things like that. As we know, General Powell vaiva Republican at one point, then lately he had said he doesn't have a party at all. So he just cared for what was good for America. And he cared for what was good for humanity. I know there's a lot that he did in his lifetime, but I think, you know, most people across the political divide, they view this as a huge loss, because he was there to see to the betterment of all of us, including Zimbabweans.
So now, Dr. Langa, looking at, you know, a person like him, and he was the first black person to actually become the Secretary of State. So what does it mean to you as a black person to have that kind of a person occupying such a big post?
What I can say is that he was a role model. You know, we know there are a lot of black people across the world who have the skills, who have what it takes to occupy any public office, including something like Secretary of State. So General Powell is an embodiment of all those things: successful black person, highly educated, very responsible, and able to work with anybody in the political sphere, Republicans, Democrats, independents, and also to try to bring peace across the world, including in countries like Zimbabwe, where we say, you know, we should work for the betterment of people. So as a black person, he was an excellent example. And I'm glad that he got the opportunity to demonstrate that as the joint chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Secretary of State under President George Bush, and the other many things. You know, he has advised a number of presidents, I'm sure. And I think that most people would, before they see that he is black, they just see that he was doing an excellent job. And that is true for so many other vocations that we see black people endeavoring in. So it's a good example. I have read a number of books that he wrote. I think the way he thought about life is much bigger than most of us would think, because most of us we tend to have a partisan attitude. In his mind, he just wanted to make things better in whatever capacity he operated in.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's go to Ubaba Uten Moyo. So, Baba Moyo, we seem to see the Nasu Kangele, General Colin Powell. What in the ISM?
Yeah, I think this is the same America, Slashege Lue, the Kawe, Colin Powell. In the Kawe, ngandlela zonke ongakhangelisisa ngazo noma ukhangela ubuqhawe from i-military background yakhe, ngoba wakhuphuka ku-military waze wafika izinga lokuba ngu-general, ukutshengisela ukuthi kube ngumuntu oqakathekileyo ku-military ye-United States. And then sabona ekhethwa ngu-George Bush ukuthi abe ngu-Secretary of State. Iposition ebingakaze ihold ngumuntu omsundu since i-America yaba khona. So konke lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi ungumuntu obehlonipheka, ungumhlonishwa omkhulu kakhulu, orespectwayo kakhulu, ohlonishwayo kakhulu i-political landscape. Njalo njengoba umfowethu uranga lapho besisho ukuthi u-Colin Powell isifiso sakhe was ukubona intuthuko yabantu, regardless ukuthi usupporta yiphi party, bandla liphi. Lokho sakwakubonisa sobala ngesikhathi endorsa uBarack Obama ngo-2008 ekubeni yena ube ngumRepublican. So kwamangalisa abantu abaningi ukuthi awukanti umRepublican wa-endorsa umDemocrat kwenzakalani. Kwakutshengisa ukuthi yena i-belief system yakhe yayi-transcenda beyond i-partisanship ukuthi wabona uObama eyi-better candidate njengomuntu, hhayi njengomDemocrat or ngomRepublican. So I think indlela aziphatha ngayo, aziphathe ngayo impilo yakhe yonke leyo, kubuhlungu ukuthi isizwe silahlekelwe and ebulawa yi-COVID njengoba imuli yakhe isitsho ukuthi ube lama-COVID complications. Kuyadanisa kakhulu and futhi worse off ukuthi bevaccinethiwe. So I think ku-create more confusion ebantwini abaningi ukuthi kanti laba vaccinethiweyo labo lokhu besifa bebulawa yi-COVID. Siyazi ukuthi lapha into ehlupha kakhulu ngoba silabantu abaningi abaresistayo ukuthi bahlatshwe, bajovwe i-vaccine ye-COVID. So I think ngenye into ezokhoza ukuthi abantu abaningi ba-hesitate futhi ukuthi bajovwe i-COVID vaccine.
Yes, kufana ngesilungu nje ngamafutshane kolokho.
Yeah, basically Colin Powell's death in particular, which is attributed to complications brought by COVID-19, is a sad thing indeed, more so for the push that the government, Joe Biden's government, is currently doing to promote vaccinations and encourage people to get vaccinated. So to learn that Colin Powell died of COVID complications even though he was vaccinated, it really puts a dent to what the government, what Joe Biden has been trying to do, encouraging people, because we know we are sitting at like 56% of the population that's vaccinated. We still need to get to above 70 to 80 to acquire herd immunity. And so this such news where somebody as prominent as Colin Powell, who was vaccinated, dies of COVID, is going to bring hesitancy to the remaining people that are still not vaccinated, because they'll be like, well, what's the use if somebody who's vaccinated can still die of COVID, then maybe the vaccines are not as good as they have been portrayed to be. So they will have to manage that, I guess. I think Dr. Ranga mentioned there that it could have been because of other complications, because he was 84. And so such things maybe could lead to that. And they'll have to manage that so that the other people that have been vaccinated can go ahead and get vaccinated.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line, Mr. Moyo. Let's bring Mr. Ranga. Dr. Ranga, go ahead, marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Ranga, murikunzwa zvirikutaurwa navamoyo. Panyaya yekuti nyaya iyi yekuti muri yava General Powell vari kuti ivo vaPowell vakashaya kubva kudenda reCOVID-19. Hakungazodzorera vamwewo vasati vabaiwa nhomba iyi imo munonyanya munomuna muAmerica. Munoona sei izvi?
Chandinoona marvelous ndechekuti matarisiro ari kuita vanhu COVID-19, tiri kuitarisa kuti hai black or white anything when it comes to any issue. However, it's more complicated than that. As a physician, my encouragement to anybody out there watching is that you should get vaccinated and you should do it yesterday. The reason for that is that you are much better protected from COVID-19 kana wakabaiwa nhomba than munhu asina kubaiwa. That is not the same thing as you can't get COVID. Of course, kana une vaccination, you are less likely to get it, which means you are less likely to die of the disease. But that's not the same thing as once you get vaccinated, you can't get COVID. But the majority of people that we are taking care of muzvipatara today, 99% or so vanhu vari kuuya neCOVID-19 vanhu vasina kuvaccinatewa. Saka it means the majority of people vakavaccinatewa, they are doing okay, they are staying at home. Unfortunately, we will have my cases like General Powell, a lot of them vane immune system yagara iri compromised. From my studies akaitwa, they suggested that the people vane immune system iri compromised when they got vaccinated the first time. The effectiveness of the vaccine was about 45%. Saka, if somebody has something like cancer, HIV, AIDS, which are immunocompromised states, it means that they are more likely to get the virus, even though they are vaccinated. And also, when they get the virus, they are likely to have more bad outcomes when my intensive care unit also even end up dying. That should actually be a motivator for every one of us to get vaccinated, because vaccination is not just for me or you. It's for my family, my neighbor, to be able to protect those people, particularly vana vasati vavane access to vaccine, kozoita vechikuru, vari immunocompromised. So we do vaccination so that we minimize the spread in the community. Of course, it's going to protect me first. But when I get vaccinated, I am protecting my family, my neighbor, my friends. So when we see people like General Power dying, it should be a rallying cry to say, hey, let's let all of us get vaccinated so that we don't have much of the disease in the community. The numbers are way down, it means we are all less likely to get it, including people like General Power who are immunocompromised. Thank you.
So now, in terms of being immunocompromised, can you explain a little bit?
Immunocompromised state just means guti muiri for one reason or the other, hauna simba rakakwana rekurwisa zvirwere kana zvauya. Let's give an example here, HIV. So you can get the virus, and then the virus, HIV AIDS. Yokuti muviri unenge usingachakwanise kurwisana nezvirwere pazvinouya, like my infections, my viral, my bacterial infection. It means that generally the body, format not my antibodies. Zvakaita sana COVID-19. So my vaccination, the idea ndeyekuti tigadzire mauto iwayo before we get the virus or the disease or the infection, such that patinozowana chirwere or patinosangana nechirwere, then muviri unokurumidza kuti pauya this problem, and they quickly fight. My antibodies are they fight. Saka, when people have a compromised immune system, havana ma antibodies akakwana ekuti varwise chirwere chakaita se COVID-19, and that's basically how I can explain it.
Mm-hmm. So can you explain that in English and add the fact that General Powell is not a small man; he's a very big guy. And what's the impact of his death? In Africa, in Europe, in the Americas, and so forth, taking into account that he succumbed to COVID-19.
Sure. It's a huge loss to the world that General Power is gone. As we mentioned earlier, he is a statesman who has been fighting for the betterment of humanity across the world. Unfortunately, he succumbed to COVID-19. I mean, I don't know all the facts surrounding his death, but they were related to COVID-19. And that he was fully vaccinated, which is a plus. But for him, from what I understand, his immune system was compromised or weakened because he had a condition called multiple myeloma. So that's one of the conditions which compromises the immune system. And what that does is that even when somebody gets a vaccine, the body is not able to build enough antibodies which are supposed to fight the infection like COVID-19 when you come across it. So unfortunately, for people like him who are immunocompromised, the elderly, they are likely to succumb to COVID-19 with and without the vaccine. But everybody who is vaccinated has a better fighting chance than somebody who is not vaccinated at all. Most of those who are vaccinated are doing okay. But unfortunately, there will be some who are going to succumb, and we don't know who those are. And that is why it is important for each and everyone, wherever we are here in Zimbabwe, in America, in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. everybody get vaccinated. We know enough about the vaccines to know that they are safe and that they are effective. But they won't be useful if we are not vaccinated. So we all need to get vaccinated as soon as possible.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's bring in Mr. Dan Moyo. Just stay on the line there. Babu Moyo, ngasikhangela ke ukuthi lapha phela kubhubhe indoda enkulu kakhulu. So nxa ibhubhe ibulewe khonokho ke okwe-COVID-19, kutshoni kuzwekazi le-Africa, kutshoni lapha eMelika, kutshoni e-South America, kutshoni e-Europe, endaweni ezijeneyo, ngoba lapha kungani kulokhu khona khona.
Yeah, well, obviously, laba abavele bengama anti-vaccines, esithi ngaba abangavumelani layo i-vaccination, bazothola indlela yokuthi baqinise i-argument yabo yoku-discourage abantu ukuthi bathathe i-vaccine. Besithi ayisebenzi ngoba njengoba sekufa umuntu owazakala umhlaba wonke jikelele nengumuntu obevaccinethiwe. So bazokuyuza lokhu. We cannot run away from the fact ukuthi bazoyuza le situation to advance inegativity yabo against ama-vaccines. Mm-hmm. U-Colin Powell ngumuntu obesaziwa since ebengumuntu obengu-Secretary of State. Umsebenzi wakhe by virtue of umsebenzi wakhe bekuxhumanisa i-America lamazwe wonke umhlaba. So ngumuntu obesaziwa pretty much mhlawumbe ngathi umhlaba wonke jikelele lobudlelwano le-America ngoba umuntu obe obviously vakatsha njalo nguye oyabe in charge of ama-embassies wonke umhlaba jikelele we-America. So uyaziwa. So i-news le esikhuluma ngazo zi-news ezinkulu kakhulu esezispreade umhlaba wonke. And uma kuthiwa ubulewe yi-COVID kuzo-raise ama-questions amaningi ebantwini abaningi. Sizozizwa nje indaba ziqala ukuphuma abantu sebesithi asalitshela ngokuthi ama-vaccine la nangu-ke. So kusho ukuthi ungazuyithathe akula promise yokuthi uzosinda. But on the other hand, uDr. Rangwe asho ukuthi uma ukubhekisisa in comparison to abaningi abathethe i-vaccine but abangazange bagule yababulala, i-correlation yakhona kulabaningi abasurvivayo because bathathile i-vaccine versus abangazange ayithathe i-vaccine at all. So i-probability yokuthi ugule ufe ma uvaccinethile is much lower than umuntu obanjwa i-COVID engazange la i-defense mechanism etholakala ku-vaccine.
Yes, xa ufake isilungu khona okungamafutshane kube sokungena umavulasi.
Yeah, basically the very fact that Colin Powell is this hugely known individual worldwide by virtue of him having been the Secretary of State for the United States, it means that the news is going to spread much faster, much quicker throughout the world. And the fact that he died of COVID is going to have some negative connotations. There are individuals who are anti-vaccines, people who are going to use this as an opportunity to say, as we've been telling you, these vaccines here do not give you 100% protection, and therefore they are not reliable. But we know from science and from doctors, and Dr. Ranga even mentioned this year, that the probability of you dying of COVID when you're vaccinated is much lower than if you're not vaccinated, which means that this should not be used to discourage people from taking the vaccine, but we know that it is going to be used in that manner because the people that are against vaccinations, they always look out for things like this to use as examples in their fight to discourage people from taking the vaccine.
Thank you very much. Now we are joined by, still on the line, Mr. Tenmo, we are joined by Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. Mr. Mavaza, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Gibbs.
Yes, today we are talking about Colin Powell. You know, what can you say about him? He's late, you know?
Yeah, that's a good question. Strictly speaking, on the American side, I think he has done a lot of things in his service for the American people and for the world at large. It's quite a loss to humanity and a loss to the political platform we have now. Powell has rather discharged his services, not only for America, but for the world. There are several moments he had assisted in a number of issues where it pertains to Zimbabwe. But yes, we cannot forget that he was quite instrumental to a number of decisions which went against Zimbabwe, especially in the formation of ZIDERA. He had a lot of input in it, which as Zimbabweans we could frown at it, but because of his demise, we cannot celebrate, but we actually pass our condolences to America and say yes, in politics he did his job very well to defend his own country regardless of the effects on others.
Marvelous.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa Dr. Mavaza. Motipawo pfungwa dzenyu pakushaya kwa General Colin Powell muzuva ranhasi. Tirikunzwa mhuri yavo yataura ivo kuti vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kuma complications ecovid-19.
Yeah, ndiri kuti muchidimbu zvinosuwisa kushayikirwa nemunhu. Hazvina basa kuti ndeani, asi rufu rwemunhu wese runosuwisa. VaPowell kunyange havo vakashanda kana zvakanyanya as a diplomat, he was retired then. Vakaita kana vakava nezvavakaita zvikurusa pakuti Zimbabwe iwanikwe ichitemerwa zvirango. Pane zvavakawedzera kana yatingati input yavo yavakaita. But yes, he was a diplomat. He was a four-star general. Zvinoreva kuti iwo vakaseva America. I think he was the 65th, if I'm not forgetting, the 65th secretary of state kubva 2001 kubva 2005. And he was the first American, black American, rather, or an American African Secretary of State, Kusatwa Zoya Wana Rice. And prior to that, Powell, I think Vakaratidza Kanaguti, Do Vakaratidza Vakavranzira, Yakuti Munumutema, Anogona Oguzo, Kwanisao Kutura Basa, Pawaka Vayoka Vakapindova, Barack Obama, vachibva vagadza vainzi vaCondoleezza Rice, which means yakanga yamuferendeni, zvanga zvaanyore kuisa munhu mutema pachigaro chinokosha saizvozvi. Saka that was a very high ranking African American position in the history of the American politics. But however, as I had said, kuti pekutanga kuti yes, VaPowell, as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, vanga vasina mashoko akati nakei pamusoro penyika yeZimbabwe, nekuti vaingofungidzira kuti Zimbabwe inodzvinyirira vanhu kana kuti haisi kubata kodzero dzevanhu zvakanaka. Asi kunyange hazvo zvakadaro, tino America has lost a man, a patriot, as far as America is concerned.
So in a way, in his op-ed to the New York Times, he actually said, the implication was that Zimbabwe is a banana republic. you know, that op-ed which you still remember, right?
Yeah.
And you're not happy about it.
Yes, that was wrong for him to say that. In any case, Powell was making a decision on what he thinks Zimbabwe is from what he was hearing, not from what he has done himself or what he has investigated himself. Akanga arikunyeberwa ne nunzva tunzva dzemapata anopikisa vaingoda kuti vawanewo favor kubva kuAmerica. But zvakadaro hazvo, sezvanambotaura pekutanga, kuti rufu rwavo harutifadze, harunakidze Zimbabwe. Runongoratidza kuti munyaya dzematongerwo enyika, munhu ane kodzero yekutaura zvaanofunga pamusoro pezvaanofunga nepamusoro penyika yaanofunga. Saka decision yavo yavakanyora vachiti Zimbabwe yanyika isina maturo, iri kutadza kutongwa zvakanaka, ndo maonero avo. See, in a democratic world, we do not condemn him for that, but we simply remember kuti havana kunyanya kutibatsira senyika yeZimbabwe. Vakati kanda pasi pebhazi, asi zvisinei hazvo, tinochema nemhuri yavo nekushayika kwavaita nhasi.
Tomboti Dr. Simbiso, ranga mombobvisa yeti yenyu yeudokta, mombopinda kuopposition uku. Munoona sei tichinzwawo, tichionawo zvakare kuti zvechokwadi, Eva Powell vakange panguva iyoyo vakanyora op-ed vakataura ivo kuti vanga vasiri kufara nemamiriro anga akaita zvinhu kuZimbabwe. Mombopo pfungwa remapato anopikisa.
Thank you, Marvelous. I hear what my brother there, Dr. Mawaza, is saying. It is true that around 2001, 2003, there was a lot of human rights abuse which has been documented, you know, by independent organizations and obviously the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, which I work with. I took care of patients at Harare Hospital who were coming in from rural areas who had been butchered because of political violence. So when we talk about some of the restrictive measures that were put in place around that time, because that op-ed was one of the preludes, you know, to things like Zedera, what they were saying was to Zimbabweans, hey, listen, you can disagree politically the same way I'm disagreeing with my brother, Dr. Mawaza here. There is no reason to be violently displacing people, murdering people, particularly state-sponsored violence, because those in government today, they should be there to protect everyone. You know, ZANU-PF people, MDC people, Mawambo people, independent people, people who never fought all their life. They are all Zimbabweans. So the responsibility of the government of the day is to make sure that every Zimbabwean is protected. And of course, America took a position at that time to say, how can we protect those who are vulnerable in Zimbabwe, who can't look up to their government because the government of the day was butchering these people for having an alternative political view. And so in my mind, Colin Powell was trying to make life better for every Zimbabwean. Of course, those who are in charge of the government would want to continue to do whatever they want with Zimbabweans instead of the betterment of Zimbabweans. And that's what all of us as Zimbabweans are crying for. We want a better country that works for everyone, not just for a select few. And that's what General Powell was highlighting in his article. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And let's go to Mr. Denmoyer. So, Mr. Denmoyer, we know that 2003, then the sanctions were rolled in. And today, as we speak, there is a special envoy from the United Nations who's assessing the impact of the sanctions in Zimbabwe. So, briefly, ngesiNdebele, ubona ngani konoko okwakukhulunywa nguPowell? Yikho yini okwenza ukuthi kufakwe izitezo zenoto? Njalo kulesethekeli se-United Nations esikwele Zimbabwe, u-Elena Dohan. So ubona ngani kuhambelana konke lokhu okwakulotshwa nguPowell? Nakhonokhu ke kwenzakala khona manje kule Zimbabwe?
Yeah, uColin Powell, like njengoba nje oqaleni, ngumuntu obebiza ispade njengespade, ubengakhekhelezi, ubebiza injalo. And lana ube-expressa umbono wakhe, ngabe kubona yena kusenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyazi ukubana eZimbabwe by that time ama-sanctions lawa abewafaka izinto zazibucwayo eZimbabwe kwakungela nto ehambayo and wonke umuntu wayesona i-government kaMgabe the way e-treat-a ngakhona abantu besiphuma ukugugura wound lapho kwabulawa khona thousands of people from Matabele and the Midlands. So all that he record Musileyo, he record epalwa phansi ukuthi alo yaziwa lo ukuthi vele ma kubuya endabeni zama human rights ama marks akhe are very low and izano injalo ngoba lana akusithi qanjelwa manga izano ukuthi hayi baphomba ukuthi zonda ngoba i-excuse yabo abayisebenzisayo kuthiwa ngoba sathatha umhlaba then therefore yikho abasilisa ngakho mina I think akusikho and bayakwazi labo ukuthi irekhodi yabo as far as human rights are concerned is very poor and uColin Powell was just merely stating a fact that's known that we're dealing with a pariah government here that does not promote freedom for its people. There's suppression of views. You can't willingly express yourself. You couldn't actually at that time in Zimbabwe. And we still see some traces of it. There was violence, political violence all the time. Opposition party members were being murdered, tortured. So it's a known fact that's documented, and for anyone to deny it is just trying to play people for fools, because this is not just something that people just dreamt up. These are things that literally happened in Zimbabwe and continue happening as late as after the 2018 elections. We saw the same thing where there were massacres. There were shootings of people in the streets. So if you want a good record internationally, those are the kind of things that you do not want. In fact, we told President Idi when we met in New York that these are the things that taint our country. And you keep blaming the sanctions. You're making this now an egg and chicken issue where you are saying, okay, which comes first? And which comes last. The bottom line is that Zimbabwe is frowned upon by many, many other nations in the way it handles its political endeavors there. You find that the freedom that you'd expect for people, for their votes to be protected, for an elections commission that is not viewed as biased towards the ruling party. Zimbabwe has literally become a military state, more so after the coup that we saw in 2017. There is no doubt in anyone's mind that Zimbabwe is a military state. The military is in charge. Regardless of what they will say, we know that General Chiwenga just took off his uniform, but he never took off his militarism and the way he uses the military whenever to continue suppressing the people. So General Powell cannot be blamed at all, like what Dr. Mabaza is trying to paint him as. He was telling the truth. He was saying it as it is, because that's exactly what has been happening in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Mabaza, maybe let's bring Dr. Mabaza.
Thank you so much. As you all know, Mr. Moyo was just singing the very tired and old song. Firstly, we need to appreciate that Colin Powell was a soldier, a four-star general. He had fought in the Vietnam. He had sat as the chairman of Joint Chief of Staff. He has directed wars in his caused deaths of several people in different countries where America was in charge. And therefore, he was the least person to talk about blood being spilled in a more relatively peaceful country of Zimbabwe. So it was a hypocritic crocodile tears he was shedding, because his aim was not to save the people of Zimbabwe, but what was only to save the interest of the American foreign policy. Unfortunately, we have stooges like the MDC and their members who always believe that a country, a foreign nation, has to interfere in their own country. which is wrong. What my colleague, or rather, has been saying about the Gukra wound and other things, this is a story which was discussed, and Zimbabwe had moved on from there. We had agreed, and it was the moment of madness, and those who were wrong came out and apologized. And the countries to move on. We cannot be.
Mr. Mavaza, let's be very honest here. Mm. Who apologized? I think there's a problem there.
Do you remember a man called Comrade Robert Gabriel Mugabe?
He said it was a moment of madness, but he's the only one.
An apology.
He's the only one who said it. So let's put it that way.
And then the president, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, apologized and actually met all the chiefs in Bulawayo 2 years ago and put in a special apology, and he set up again ways of finding out how to find each other. I don't know what more apology you guys might need, but now let's move on, because the Gukura wound issue is something which was discussed about, and we cannot go back to it. We need to develop further. And again, I was saying here, the fact that Powell, in his report, declared Zimbabwe as a banana republic, he was not relying on what he had investigated himself. He was relying on the press reports and what has been told by the attention seekers, the MDC and the other opposition members who were there. What we are simply saying here is, it's a shame for us as Zimbabweans to want to vilify our country so that we can get support from other countries. There is nothing we can praise Powell for as far as human rights and humanity is concerned. He did not look at any human rights issue. And again, if you have read Powell's book, the book he wrote after he retired, which was called I've Made It, if you have read that book, he was not for pro-African or pro-American-African. He actually had blamed the American Africans as people who were lazy, who had not worked hard to reach ways or to make it.
Dr. Mavaza,
yes.
Hold on. I think Dr. Langa wants to respond to some of these things that you're saying. Just hold on there. Hold on. Dr. Langa, go ahead, Dr. Langa.
Thank you. What I wanted to say is that, being the government is not the same thing as being Zimbabwean. I mean, there is a distinction there. Zimbabwe is a country for all of us, those who are in the MDC, ZANU-PF, and any other political parties. I think my brother, Denmoyo, put it very well. General Powell was stating everything that was in the public record. And like I'm telling my brother here, Dr. Mavaza, I took care of patients who were unconscious at Harare Hospital, who had been beaten by militants sent by government people in parts of rural Zimbabwe. So when we talk these issues, this is not like, there are some crybabies out there who are inviting sanctions on Zimbabwe. We all know the truth. But what we know is that those who are in government today who are benefiting from the corrupt system that has been created over the past 40 years, they want the same to continue because their families are okay. When they get sick, they go out of the country, including General Chiwenga, who is the Minister of Health. He will go out there to China for a sore throat. You just think of it. But he says to every other Zimbabwean, no, you can't get health care outside the country. You have to get it here. So I was just going to say, it's just a question of we are being very disingenuous when we talk about, General Powell, because he commented on how bad things were in Zimbabwe, someone was telling him to do that. No. We ordinary Zimbabweans, you and me, I care for Zimbabwe today, and I'll care for them tomorrow. But it is fair to say that the country has been run to the ground, and life is more miserable since we gained independence in 1980. And one party has been in power, which oversaw Gukura Wundi, which oversaw the atrocities that we saw in 2018. Any human rights abuse, whether it's just one person or two, is the same.
Thank you very much. Moyo, your last word, just 30 seconds. We're out of time.
I think our condolences go out to the Powell family on their loss of a father, a brother, a grandfather, And to the American people in general, for a selfless servant of the country who contributed enormously in the advancement of where we are as a nation.
Thank you very much. On that note, we end our show today. We thank Mr. Ten Moyo, who is a political activist based in Washington, D.C., Dr. Simbiso Uranga, who is a medical practitioner, and Dr. Simba Mavaza, who's based in the UK and he is in the ZANU-PF party. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Kube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Nklanganya, who is...